Yes, Tara, it's quite good news on the production side because for the 2013-14 year, we're up 24 tonnes to 280 tonnes all up, and that's a 9% increase.
And up for the quarter as well.
Up for the quarter as well. 71 tonnes this quarter compared with 68 tonnes in the last quarter and 67 tonnes the quarter a year ago. So all positive in that respect.
So can we see it as good news?
Well, it's good news in part, but don't be fooled by it because really there's more to the story than just the higher gold output. And while we've got some new operations opening, but others have closed, of course, but the majority of this rise in production is due to an overall increase in ore grades. And the industry's definitely responding to the harder times with price.
So who are some of those new producers that have joined the ranks?
Well, by far the biggest one was Tropicana, owned by Anglo Gold and Independence, of course. And for the last three quarters alone, they had output of 10 tonnes. So that was by far the biggest new one.
You mentioned chasing grade. I mean, is that something that companies will continue to do?
Well, indeed, overall, the grade for the industry is higher because all the operators are having to protect their margins in response to the lower prices. And we've had lower prices for much of 2013 and 14 now. And so, of course, with this higher grade, we've got higher production. But it does mean that the lower grade material is either left in the ground or it's stockpiled. So over time, we'll find that reserves are going to be reduced and, of course, mine lives will be shortened.
And, of course, over the last 12 months, we have seen some of those mines draw to a close, unfortunately, as well.
We have indeed. Well, apart from Tropicana and a couple of other new ones, such as Doré at Andy Well and Resources at Rosemont, and a couple of others, we've seen several closures. One of them, of course, was Norseman, which had been in operation for 70 years continuously. And as well in WA, Walloona closed, and both Coolgardie and Laverton operations of Focus closed, and Silver Lakes Murchison closed. So it's been a bit of ups and downs, but Newcrest, in fact, had closure with Cadia Hill, but that was replaced by Cadia East.
So we've seen some historic, I suppose, end of mine life happen, but others are really just trying to cope with these lower prices if they can't target that higher grade, aren't they?
They are. Well, as you say, we've seen some of the fairly long-term names have disappeared, but always some new ones coming on. But it's really indicative of the industry trying to cope with lower prices that they're having to go for slightly higher grade. And I don't think we can call it high grading so much as you change your grade according to the conditions, and that's what's been going on. Most of them, of course, will survive, but a few of those operations that can't cut their costs or increase their grade may not be sustainable in the long run.
We mentioned that sustainability, and of course we know that the key to the industry sustainability is exploration. Good to see a few incentives out there in this last financial year as well.
Absolutely. Exploration, and I can't recall I don't even want to recall how many years I've been saying this, but exploration certainly is the key. There has been quite a decline in mineral exploration, and that's further evidence of the downturn in the industry because exploration is always a pretty good barometer. Usually when times get tough, the first thing to cut is exploration expenditure. And we're seeing that particularly in WA for the last three quarters. Exploration expenditure has really been on the decline. But the March quarter this year, which is the one we have the latest numbers for, it's got even worse. And spending on exploration for gold in WA fell by 50% compared to a year ago. And spending on exploration for minerals has fallen considerably as well. And it's not a pretty picture.